Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya. Says development of Bihar is major priority of NDA government. Prime Minister Modi endorses Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, says government brought law against corruption and even the Prime Minister comes under its purview. Supreme Court modifies its earlier directions for capture and complete relocation of stray dogs in Delhi NCR region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh meets women military officers of United Nations, vows India's support for UN efforts on gender parity and world peace. And China's ambassador to India, Xu Feihong, expresses hope that Prime Minister Modi's visit to SCO summit will give fresh impetus to Indo-China bilateral ties. And former Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe arrested in Colombo for alleged misuse of public funds. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar. The projects belong to multiple sectors, including power, road, health, urban development and water supply. Mr. Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express train between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist circuit train between Vaishali and Kodarma, which will give a boost to tourism and religious travel across key Buddhist sites in the region. The Prime Minister also symbolically handed over keys to a few beneficiaries as part of the Griha Pravesh ceremony of 12,000 rural beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen and over 4,000 beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. Addressing the gathering at Magadh University ground in Bodh Gaya, Mr. Modi said the rapid development of Bihar is a big priority of the NDA government at the centre. He said the projects launched in Bihar today will strengthen Bihar's industries and create new employment opportunities for the youth.
Mera ek bada sankalp hai. Jab tak har zarooratmand ko pakka ghar nahi mil jata, Modi chain se nahi baithega. Pichle 11 saal mein 4 crore se adhik garibon ko pakke ghar banakar de diye gaye aur humne sirf ghar yani 4 diware nahi di balki un gharon ke sath garib ko uska swabhiman diya hai.
Endorsing the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, Prime Minister Modi said the NDA government has brought a law against corruption and the Prime Minister also comes under its purview.
NDA sarkar bhrashtachar ke khilaf ek aisa kanun lai hai to Pradhan Mantri ho ya Mukhya Mantri ya phir koi bhi mantri उसे गिरफ्तारी के 30 दिन के अंदर जमानत लेनी होगी और अगर जमानत नहीं मिली तो 31वें दिन उसे कुर्सी छोड़नी पड़ेगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today alleged that RJD and Congress are supporting intruders for vote bank and appeasement politics. Mr. Modi said these intruders are responsible for stealing employment of people of Bihar and changing demography.
लाल तेल वालों ने पूरे बिहार के भविष्य को अंधेरे में धकेल दिया था. न शिक्षा थी न रोजगार था. बिहार की कितनी पीढ़ियों को इन लोगों ने बिहार से पलायन के लिए मजबूर कर दिया था. बिहार के लोगों को आरजेडी और उनके साथी सिर्फ अपना वोट बैंक मानते हैं. उन्हें गरीब के सुख दुख गरीब के मान सम्मान से कोई मतलब नहीं.
The Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defence policy. Mr. Modi mentioned that when the Pahalgam terror attack happened in Jammu and Kashmir, he had said the terrorists will get punishment beyond their imagination. Prime Minister Modi said the NDA's double-engine government is working rapidly on the development of railways in Bihar. He said under the Amrit Bharat Station scheme, Gaya Railway Station is being modernized and providing passengers with airport-like facilities. In West Bengal, the Prime Minister will flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata at around 4 p.m. today. Further, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata. The Supreme Court modified its earlier directions for capture and complete relocation of stray dogs in the Delhi NCR region. In a fresh order, the three-judge bench of Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria directed that stray dogs picked up must be released in their own territory after sterilization and immunization, except those infected with rabies or exhibiting aggressive behavior. The Justice Nath-led bench emphasized the creation of dedicated feeding spaces for stray dogs while restricting public feeding. Expanding the scope of proceedings beyond Delhi NCR, the Apex Court impleaded all union territories and state governments for creation of a pan-India policy on stray dogs and proposed transferring to itself similar petitions pending in various high courts. NDA MPs today met and felicitated Vice Presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Manohar Lal, Arjun Ram Meghwal, Harsh Malhotra and MPs from Delhi, Haryana and Rajasthan extended their best wishes to Radhakrishnan ahead of the Vice Presidential election. The Vice Presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Scrutiny of nominations will take place today. In Kochi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said BJP would secure 25% seats in the upcoming local body elections in Kerala. He also expressed strong confidence about the performance of the BJP in assembly elections to be held next year. The Union Minister was inaugurating the Development Summit organized by Malayalam Manorama newspaper in Kochi today. On developmental issues of the state, he urged to explore all possibilities available in front of Kerala.
11 साल में मोदी जी ने 11वें नंबर से हमारी इकोनॉमी को दुनिया में टॉप 4 इकोनॉमी में स्थान दिलाने का काम किया। हर एक क्षेत्र में, चाहे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर हो, नए समय के आने वाले 25 साल की विश्व की इकोनॉमी को प्रभावित करने वाली नई टेक्नोलॉजी और इंडस्ट्री में फाउंडर बनना हो या युवाओं के लिए स्टार्टअप की एक बहुत अच्छी पॉलिसी और सपोर्ट सिस्टम खड़ा करकर उनको विश्व के मंच पर प्रोजेक्शन के लिए जगह देनी हो.
Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Group Captain Shukla shared his experiences in space with the President. Group Captain Prashant Balakrishnan Nair and Group Captain Punyashlok Biswal, along with Chairman ISRO and Secretary Department of Space Dr. V. Narayanan and Director Human Space Flight Center Dinesh Kumar Singh, were also present on the occasion. ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that India's first uncrewed mission of the Gaganyaan Human Space Flight Mission G1 is expected to conduct its first test flight in December this year with the half-humanoid robot Vyommitra. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan said Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% or around 7,700 tests have been conducted so far. He added that the remaining 2,300 tests will be completed by March next year.
And this year we have declared the Gaganyaan year. By December, we are going to have the first unmanned G1 mission. And the Vyommitra, the half-humanoid, is going to fly in that.
In another 2 to 3 months, we are going to have a 6,500 kg communication satellite of USA going to be launched using our launch vehicle. And till today, 433 satellites of 34 countries are done from India.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India has been a strong supporter of women's participation and integration into UN peacekeeping missions. Mr. Singh said this while interacting with the women military officers of the United Nations in New Delhi today. He said the government is also strengthening policy to encourage women's participation in the country's armed forces and peacekeeping contingents, ensuring they have equal opportunity to lead and serve.
India, as the largest contributor to the UN peacekeeping missions, has been a strong supporter of the women's participation and their integration into the missions. Our legacy began in the 1960s with women medical officers in Congo, and today we continue to take concrete steps to bridge gender gaps. We are also strengthening policies to encourage women's participation in our armed forces and peacekeeping contingents.
Chinese Ambassador to India Xu Feihong has said that India-China relations have continued to improve and develop since the meeting between the leaders of both countries in Kazan last year. Addressing a dialogue on SCO Summit 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Feihong said exchanges and cooperation between the two countries have gradually resumed across various fields, resulting in a series of positive outcomes. He noted that in the first half this year, bilateral trade between the two countries has reached more than $74 billion, with a year-on-year increase of 10.2%.
Two sides have gradually resumed in various fields and at all levels, with a series of positive results achieved. In the first half of this year, bilateral trade reached $74.3 billion, with a year-on-year increase of 10.2%.
Former Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe was arrested today after appearing before the Criminal Investigation Department CID in Colombo. The arrest is linked to allegations that Wickremesinghe used state funds to cover expenses for a private visit to London, where he attended a university graduation ceremony. Investigators claim the trip, which formed part of a wider overseas tour, was not on official engagement but was financed with government money. Mr. Wickremesinghe, who served as Sri Lanka's president from 2022 to 2024, is the most senior political figure to face arrest in recent years. The Human Rights Congress for Bangladesh Minorities, HRCBM, today said Bangladesh is facing an alarming wave of sexual violence, particularly targeting women and children from minority communities like Hindus, Christians, Buddhists, and others. According to the rights body, the violence has reached pandemic proportions under the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government. HRCBM noted that 342 rape cases were officially recorded in less than 3 months during the first quarter of 2025, with 87% of the victims being girls under 18 years of age. The National Consumer Helpline, NCH, successfully facilitated refunds amounting to 2.72 crore rupees in July 2025, addressing 7,256 consumer grievances across 27 sectors. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Bihar, East Rajasthan, Gangetic, West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand, and in the northeastern region today. Delhi NCR, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Sikkim, Goa and Madhya Pradesh are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty extended their initial losses and were trading over 0.5% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 490 points to 81,511 and Nifty dipped 151 points to 24,932 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone and inaugurates multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya, says development of Bihar is major priority of NDA government. Prime Minister Modi endorses Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, says government brought the law against corruption and even the Prime Minister comes under its purview. Supreme Court modifies its earlier directions for capture and complete relocation of stray dogs in Delhi NCR region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh meets women military officers of United Nations. China's ambassador to India expresses hope Prime Minister Modi's visit to SCO summit will give fresh impetus to Indo-China bilateral ties. And former Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe arrested in Colombo for alleged misuse of public funds. And with that, we end the midday news.